Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas, Darren Rizzi, Peter Ginta, Saints senior defensive assistant, will be his guest tonight. And then Bob and I rejoin second guest at 7:30. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Carlos in Madisonville. Carlos, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
I just want to know from y'all's perspective, you know, given everybody y'all know in the organization, is and I think the audience wants to know, yes or no, is Mickey Loomis untouchable? I mean, the fact is, we've been on a strategy of bringing in older, higher paid free agents because we've been living in a world of a high performing quarterback. Well, we don't have that anymore. That strategy is not working. It's clearly not working, especially the last 3 years.
You know, it was like 7-11. We hit the lottery when you got Sean Payton, the combination of Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And Mickey Loomis, you got to give him credit. He brought in Sean Payton.
No doubt.
And they convinced, Drew Brees to come here. But let me tell you, I think Mickey Loomis, where he's at right now, you know where this goes back, and the power and the stroke that he has, it goes back to Mr. Benson. When you look at the trust factor, who do you trust? And Ms. Gayle's going to honor what her husband, Tom Benson, wanted to do. Like as far as dealing with the money, Dennis Lauscher. As far as Mickey Loomis. As far as even like public relations and all what he's dealt
with Greg Benson.
Greg Benson. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're about as close as untouchable as in the NFL as there is. Bobby, you're out of line saying that. Well, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with that. I wish I was one of those people. that you hit the lottery in life. I mean, so Ms. Gayle.
That's not working, Bobby.
Well, it's not working, but that, now the one thing who
has. So you got to change it.
Well, the one thing.
Mickey's got to change it.
Okay, the one who has power over Mickey Loomis would be Ms. Gayle Benson and Dennis Lauscher. But I think Dennis Lauscher doesn't think he knows enough about football to do a power move over Mickey Loomis. Now, he knows the money and all that, and he wants the fannies in the seat and to fill up the dome and all that.
He's an accountant.
Yeah,
that was his job.
And all of a sudden, Mr. Benson loved what he'd done financially and the trust factor. And they were loyal.
But the accounting is off. The accounting is off. The books are terrible.
How do you know the books are terrible? How do you know that?
He's talking about salary cap.
The salary cap.
Financial books.
Oh, yeah. No, the Saints.
No, the books. The profitability is great, but the salary cap's a mess.
I agree with you.
Position.
Without a doubt, we were always pushing it down the road. Then one day you got to pay the piper.
You got to pay the credit card way.
You push it. You push. I don't know. The United States. Look how much debt we in. We always pushing it down the road.
That's a bad deal too.
That's not good for our country. Even that.
No.
But nobody wants to give up what they used to getting. When I look at Mickey Loomis right now with the salary cap and all that, that's another area. You know why the Patriots are so much attractive than the Saints? Look where they're at in the salary cap. You can be a head coach there. You can bring in a lot of free agents, and you have a quarterback of the future. No, they in an unbelievable position, a favorable position. Well, the Saints, not so much. Now, the older players, they love it. Remember I always tell you that it's better to let go of a player a year too early than a year too late. And then you still paying them, and they're not even on the damn team. But you're compensating them, and then that's one thing about Mickey. He's not cheap. He's been loyal to the older players that have actually accomplished something. But you know what? You can't pay a player for what they already achieved. You got to pay them what they're going to do in the future. And right now, we're in a rock between a rock and a hard place. That's why you almost have to blow it up. And I'm telling you, we might have to suffer. Listen, if you could tell the Houdat Nation that we would suffer, you might say, well, nobody has patience. That's why the drive-through got invented. I want it now. I ain't waiting on nothing.
That is true.
But I'm telling you, if you would tell the Saints fans We might have to weather the storm in 25 and 26, but we're going to kick ass in 27. They might be able to take that because it might have to be something like that. Well, you know what? The Saints are at the bottom of the barrel the next couple of seasons.
Here's my deal. You know, drew the blueprint up on it. Look at what the Bucs have done. They were way over the salary cap because of Brady, Gronkowski, Ndamukong Suh. They brought in Leonard Fournette. They had Antonio Brown. They kicked it down the road and said, wait a minute, now. We got to pull back. And look how they have done their salary cap. And now they got a team full of young players.
Young players. That's the thing. You got to hit on the damn young players. Now, do you trust Mickey Loomis and the organization that we draft in the right people, not Peyton Turner, Marcus Davenport, and all that? You just look at this. Okay, who's leading the NFL in sacks right now? Trey Hendrickson with the Bengals. And the Bengals defense sucked, but Trey Hendrickson didn't suck. He had 17 and a half sacks. Oh, we're going to keep now it's all hindsight, you might say, Bobby, come on. We're going to keep Davenport because we had invested in that, and we're going to let Trey Hendrickson go. Then the Bengals, the Bengals didn't want to pay him, but they had to pay Trey Hendrickson. So I'm just saying, that's what we got to hit on. Like 2017, that's a long time ago.
That's ancient history in the NFL.
That's why Jeff Ireland might be the fall guy. I mean, and Jeff, he knows talent players. When you're rolling the dice, are you picking the right players? That's why whoever we picking at number nine, that son of a gun needs to play now. Not like, oh, he's going to help us in 2 or 3 years. How about he's a starter for us now, and he's on the cusp as a rookie being in the Pro Bowl or like an all-pro type player?
He better play like Fuaga plays.
Well,
right off the bat, instant starter.
Not like we developing him, instant starter, contributing right away. Not like we're hoping they work out like Trevor Penning. We hope Payne Turner. We hope Davenport. You got to hit on those guys. And then when you look at, you know how you want to get better and you get a little too cute? Because you can't pay everybody. You got to pay the right people. Have we gotten better against the run? We used to be damn good. We were top three against the run for 2 or 3 seasons when Dennis Allen first got here. We got Colin Sanders, Nathan Shepard. They like rotational guys that D-tackle. We get they're going downhill, they get 5 yards a run. I mean, now we were getting better when David Onyemata and Sheldon Rankins and all, since they all left. We ain't gotten better since we got rid of them. So right now, I don't know, number nine, Mike, do they have a D-tackle? I don't know, he could be a fat son of a gun, just some big space eater, you know, to just occupy like two blockers, and the linebackers get full. They don't knock him off the ball, because Brian Bresee,
he can rush the quarterback.
He's an outstanding pass rusher, but he gets knocked off the ball on the run. We cannot stop the run. So what did the Raiders do? The Raiders were dead last against the run. What did the Raiders do?
They ran the ball
like 40 times almost. And then they were averaging 77 yards a game. They had 88 the first half. They ran all over us. Every team right now, until proven differently, it's a copycat.
They're going to run the ball against them.
The very first game next year, whoever's playing us, they're going to run right at us to see if we can stop the run because we soft in the middle. We soft in the middle of those D tackles.